I'll say maybe children are spoiled, 'cause I remember when I was younger, like we had to work hard if you wanted to get something from our parents, or even the stories you hear from your parents. They basically also used to say the same thing. If you want to get something, you need to work hard for it. But nowadays, maybe some children don't work hard, but they still get certain things, although they didn't work hard.
I think children right now are more deprived than spoiled. Unfortunately, I believe that many parents are trying to protect their children a little bit too much. So they're deprived of many things like creativity or spontaneity or curiosity. So definitely, I think children are deprived.
I think children are deprived due to the reduction of clean and safe play environments. When I speak to my parents or my grandparents, they tell me about times when they used to play in the river or play in the forests. Whereas now it's very children are quite restricted. There's a lot of concern about people who are going to do bad things to their children, and I think it's very restrictive. So in this sense, I feel that children are deprived these days.
What is the technology you think will be?
I know popular opinion is that children nowadays are spoiled, but I don't really think so. I think there were a lot of things that children had maybe 50 or 100 years ago that they don't have anymore. Nowadays, so many people are divorced and their children are just living with one parent. That is a good example for how children nowadays can be very deprived.
I think kids these days are deprived of nature. I think most children grow up in big cities, and I think there's this urban sprawl that's happening where cities are becoming bigger and they're encroaching on the natural countryside. So I believe that children are deprived from nature, from climbing trees and playing in ponds and rivers and stuff like that.
In America, I think children are very spoiled. A lot of them have things handed to them. They don't have to work very hard. So for a 16th birthday, parents will give their kids a car, or the kids won't have to work very hard to pay for school or college or anything like that. So they don't have anything to challenge themselves because their parents give them everything.